Jerry Bader Show, 10:35. Busy, busy last day of the Senate session, this legislative session. Raft of bills, probably the two highest profile. There are two that were featured in the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel story of this. The oral chemotherapy bill, which we've discussed a lot. The custody deaths that law enforcement would not investigate themselves, an outside body would have to do that. Others are taken up today. Photo ID will not be, but if courts strike it down, I'm guessing they'll come back into special session or extraordinary session, depending on how it works out, to deal with that. And the assembly may have to deal with coming into session to expel Representative Bill Cramer, who refuses to step down, facing a felony charge of sexual assault. They may have to deal with all of that. Brian Fraley has a great piece of Right Wisconsin Today, which points out that this could be one long day in Madison, not just because of those bills, but it's the swan song for a number of liberal lawmakers, and that includes Republican Dale Schultz. The Senate chambers may host the final floor speeches ever by Bob Jauch and Dale Schultz. How fitting that today is April Fool's Day. Sit back and strap in, folks. This could take a while. Along with Democratic Senator Tim Cullen, Jauch and Schultz are retiring at the end of this term. Yes, and they are all going to bemoan. They're all going to talk about the rancorous, divisive nature of politics today and how we don't all bend over, reach across the aisle and kumbaya and blah, blah, blah. Good riddance to all of them. By the way, I don't have the story in front of me, but just saying the word Senate reminded me. I saw a story today, a site that's tracking these things. We had one that said there's a 60% chance of Republicans taking over the Senate. There's another analysis out there. This is the U.S. Senate we're talking about now, that there would be an 80% chance. I like that spread from 60 to 80. You have to be all over that. Jump in with both feet because 80%. I don't want to get too excited, though, about something that may not happen. That anticipation can be dangerous. It is a long, I've lost Jason over there. It's a long way to November. And Republicans could deprive themselves of this all on their own. But right now, the prospects for a big night look very, very good. I don't know. What's happening is there are races that you didn't seem to have a chance for Republicans that now they do. And it's because they have fielded stronger than expected candidates. That's the analysis right now. The general overall positive tone is, I'm just going to call it this, the Todd Akin syndrome doesn't seem to be in play. And by that, I mean they're coming up with more substantial candidates. All right. I want to cut myself short on that. You know what? The after show video is going to be very busy today. Jason, it might be longer than 3 minutes. I'm thinking more like 40 or 45 minutes. No? Can you give me five? It's going to be, we've got a lot of stuff to get to, including the latest on climate change. Global warming. Crapola. It'll be late afternoon. We're going to be a little delayed today with it, but we'll get it there. It'll be up on the Bader blog. I want to read this to you. This was posted online. Okay, Jason, here's a picture of a pretty young lady. Yeah, very attractive. She seems to know it. I want to read this to you, and I want to read the response that she got. She posted this on a dating forum seeking a rich husband. I'm going to be honest of what I'm going to say here. I'm 25 this year. I'm very pretty, have style, and good taste. I wish to marry a guy with $500K annual salary or above. You might say that I'm greedy, But an annual salary of $1 million is considered only as middle class here in New York. My requirement is not high. Is there anyone in this forum who has an income of $500,000 a year? Are y'all married? I wanted to ask, what should I do to marry rich persons like you? Among those I've dated, the richest is $250,000 a year annual income, and it seems that this is my upper limit. If someone's going to move into a high-cost residential area of the west of New York City Garden, $250,000 annual income isn't enough. I'm here humbly to ask a few questions. Where do most rich bachelors hang out? Please list down the names and addresses of bars, restaurants, gyms. Which age group should I target? Why most wives of the riches are only average-looking? I've met a few girls who don't have looks and are not interesting, but they're able to marry rich guys. How do you decide who can be your wife? And who can only be your girlfriend? My target now is to get married. Signed, Ms. Pretty. Okay. Here's my question to you. Yes or no, and explain your answer. Is she a hooker or not? Now, I'm not saying that she's a hooker the way you think of it. Is this prostitution? And can you conceive of a woman being so honest that she simply wants to marry a guy for his paycheck? At least there was a day when women pretended that wasn't the case, when there are some women who married into money just for money, but they wouldn't come out and admit it. If you're willing to marry a guy and say, but look, you have to make X amount of money, is that prostitution? 406-1360-888-455-1360. Bob in Oshkosh. Bob, hi, you're on the Jerry Bader Show.
Good morning, Jerry. How are you?
Good.
Thanks for taking my call. Hey, listen, it's been my experience. I'm damn near 60. Excuse me, darn near 60.
Yeah, you're fine.
And it's been my experience that they're all hookers of one kind or another. I mean, they're all out there looking for something more than what they got, and they want somebody else to provide it for them. That's all. I'll just keep listening.
Wait a minute. Whoa, no, don't go anywhere, buddy. Whoa, Bob.
Okay.
Okay, don't you go anywhere, my friend. Okay.
Uh-oh.
Well, no. Okay, because I'm going to have women call after you. So are you...
Well, don't give them my number.
You're fine. We would never
do that. I know.
Yeah, you're fine. We are, however, tracking you through your voice. No, I'm kidding.
That's okay.
No.
I have beer in the fridge.
Okay. Well, this is okay. Now, this is looking up. Okay. Bob, are you saying...
I'm actually going to start brewing, but we'll talk about that some other time.
Some other time. Are you saying that all women factor this in looking for a husband?
I guess I shouldn't really say all.
Many?
But...
Many?
Many. Very many. Yeah, you bet.
So you think...
It's kind of the hunter-gatherer thing. Who can provide for them, I guess. But nowadays, with such a materialistic society, it's gone beyond that, can I have a car? Now it's, can I have a Lexus, And...
So you think...
Okay.
Well, the old joke, it's as easy to fall in love with a rich man as a poor man.
Sure.
You think... Well, okay. Let's say on a... list of 10 items that the average woman thinks about when finding a husband. On average, how high up the list do you think his ability to provide is for most women?
I would say, with 10 being the high, I would say it's a 9.
Whoa. Okay, so looks, personality, compatibility, most all of that falls below his paycheck.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay, Bob, thanks for the call. Ladies, that number is 406-1360-888-455-1360. Bob thinks for a majority of women, they're a lot like Ms. Pretty. They're just looking for the biggest paycheck and a husband they can find. Jason, I would like to limit this to women for just at least for a while. 406-1360-888-455-1360. It's 1045.
The Jerry Bader Show.